If you take it every single day, twice a day, you will be a much healthier person, and I believe will live a longer, healthier life.
Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. Today I had a really fascinating conversation with Linda Bolton. Linda is behind Natural Calm Magnesium in Canada and also the mastermind, her and her husband, and the founders of Thrive for Good, bringing food, information, agricultural support to third world countries. And they got their start in Africa. Super interesting conversation on all things magnesium and what it can do for your body. I was mind blown on all the things that it can actually do, and even more intriguing and interesting as to what they are doing with Thrive for Good. So tune in today. Thanks so much.
To get not only my company known, but specifically Thrive for Good, which is what we do in Africa. We teach sustainable organic gardening, nutrition, natural medicine, and income generation to the poorest of the poor. And so it's about our story. And it's also about the fact that I'm almost 70 and yet, you know, still running a business, still my husband and I co-founded our nonprofit. So it's, you know, a lot of people think that once they hit their 60s, there's, you know, they can't, what are we going to do with our lives? So it's about aging with passion and purpose. And, you know, there's just so many things that we're excited about. And
I love that.
Specifically, you know, I started my company when I was 52 years old, and just what has happened with it and then what has happened with Thrive is pretty amazing. So.
Well, I'd love to hear a bit of, I mean, about it all, obviously, but if you can kind of loop us in here to the past and where you now are. So the company, as you said, you started in when you were 52, what were you doing prior that led you to the company? And yeah, just give us a little bit of a bio.
Okay. So first of all, for the first 20 years of my career, I worked as a nurse. I was a director of nursing and CEO, specifically working with psychogeriatrics. And also taught nursing at a college level. And I loved my job. I really did. And when I met my husband 32 years ago, he was a pastor. So we have a blended family. We were both married before, and we have four kids between the two of us and 10 grandchildren. And so when we met, I remember him saying to me, you know, how would you feel about stepping down from nursing and join me in co-pastoring? And I said, are you crazy? I said, I'd have to hear the audible voice of God to do that, you know. So anyway, needless to say, I ended up, after about 2 years married, stepping down and working full time with him and pastoring. But I went from making a lot of money to making no money. So, you know, and we were, you know, we lived several years, 15 years, actually, we were pastoring. And then in 2004, we heard that there were 40 million orphans in Africa. So we went to Malawi, which at that time was the poorest country in the world. And we came back to Canada, totally blown away by what we saw, the poverty that we experienced. I felt like all I did was cry. You know, I was just so touched by the orphans and by these mamas, these wonderful women that were trying to take care of these orphans. A lot of times they couldn't even feed them one meal a day. You know, it was just heartbreaking to me as a mother. So, you know, we were back in Canada. What can we do? We have no money. And it was shortly after that time, and we had prayed, you know, please, we've got to do something. How can we help? And it was shortly after that my younger sister started taking Natural Calm Magnesium. She had had migraines for 30 years and had tried everything. Nothing had helped her. And she heard about Natural Calm, which was only sold in the U.S. So she had a bottle shipped up, started taking it twice a day. And literally within a month, she went from 3 migraines a week to 1 about every 6 weeks. Wow. So it was transformational, life-changing for her. And she was taking all kinds of meds and tried all kinds of natural remedies. Nothing had helped her. So, of course, I was a nurse, as I was just saying, and years ago, when a person would come into the ER or, you know, emerge with things like heart attack, stroke, high blood pressure, women with toxemia, they would hook them up to a magnesium drip, and it would dial down and it would actually prevent death in 50% of cases. So it was really a significant mineral. So I knew magnesium was a significant mineral, but I didn't realize, I'd never done research, didn't really understand it. All I knew is that I saw such a significant difference with Debbie, my sister, and also with my own health issues. I was suffering at that time with insomnia and muscle pain. And I was like, you know, why isn't this product sold in Canada was my first question. So I ended up I used a credit card because I had no money, buying a $200 wholesale order, taking it into Canada. And I started taking it around to the natural health stores, applied for natural product numbers through Health Canada. And much to my surprise, the store started reordering it in. So that was in April, May of 2004. And by October, it was actually October the 11th, 2004, the man who developed Natural Calm, his name is Peter Gillum, gave me the exclusive distribution rights for Canada. So I'd never had a business, had no idea what I was doing, but I was willing to put the work in. And right from the get-go, my husband and I have always worked together throughout our married life. And right from the beginning, we decided that if the company was successful, we wanted to be what we call a social enterprise. So we decided, and I can't say we gave 100% of the profits originally, but we do now. So we were giving profits after business expenses to the organization that we've gone to Malawi with called Hope for the Nations. And we were using that money to build orphanages and schools and drill water wells. So the following year, 2005, we went to Kenya for the first time, which was where these projects were. And what happened was everywhere we went, we would go to visit the projects that we were funding. And everywhere we went, the mamas in the mud huts would ask us for a handout. They would ask us for school supplies or a bag of rice or whatever. And my husband, who'd grown up on a farm, was like, why aren't these people growing food? Look at all this empty farmland. Like, there's no gardens anywhere. And so he ended up taking a one-month seminar at Manor House Agricultural College, where he learned about biointensive gardening, how to make your own natural pesticides and your own natural compost, et cetera, et cetera. And over the course of the next several years, we developed our own nonprofit organization called Organics for Orphans. And I took a course, a nutritarian course in nutrition, and we took a course in natural medicine, studying all the indigenous plants that grow in Africa. And there's one plant in particular called Artemisia. And if you drink it as a bitter herb, like a herbal tea twice a day, it prevents malaria, which is actually one of the biggest killers of children in third world.
Wow.
So make a long story short, we incorporated everything that we learned. And, you know, I think my husband had 1,000 books on his Kindle that we studied. And, you know, and meanwhile, I was learning about magnesium. I became a magnesium expert so I could promote our products here in Canada. But at the same time, we were developing all this curriculum to the point where we started a one-month seminar in Kenya. We built a center, and 50 men and women, they were in large dormitories, would come and stay with us. And we would teach them from morning to night everything that we could possibly fit into that one-month seminar. And then they would go out into the communities and teach the mamas in the mud huts how to grow healthy food, how to make recipes out of the food that they grew, how to utilize the indigenous plants, the healthy medicinal plants that grew there, and eventually how to become sufficient through selling their garden produce. So for us, it was always about teaching sustainability, helping them to help themselves rather than always asking for a handout. And I think that that's one of the reasons why there's so much poverty in the world, is that people are not taught to expect a handout rather than to figure out a way to help themselves, you know. And so we started actually Organics for Orphans in 2010, and we renamed it Thrive for Good about 3 or 4 years ago when we hired a new international director who's a wonderful man. He actually lives in Vernon, BC. And he has done an incredible job of expanding and growing Thrive for Good to the point where it's now in 20 countries. We have 80 staff, and we've just gotten into India and Sri Lanka, which have some of the poorest communities in the world. And so it's just been an absolute incredible journey over the last 18 years, growing the company to the point where Natural Calm is in pretty much every natural health store and also Costco, Shoppers Drug Mart, you know, all the stores across Canada. And we've grown, you know, kind of simultaneously grown the company and grown Thrive for Good. And it's been the most incredible blessing for my husband and I. And we actually have two of our sons who work for us at my company. And my oldest son, who, you know, isn't Dale's son, but we're all very, very close. We all have a great relationship. My oldest son, who's 45, climbed Mount Kilimanjaro with Dale a year and a half ago. And it was all about raising awareness for Thrive for Good and raising funds and whatever. So Chad went to Africa for the first time when he was 30, and he was so greatly impacted by what he saw there that he ended up working for us. So, you know, I think every person around between 13 and 16 should have to go to a third world country and experience what probably 2/3 of the world are experiencing on a day-to-day basis.
Wow. That's so much there, Linda. Like, you guys are so inspiring. That's so amazing. And my question was too, I think that you've kind of answered it, that Natural Calm was there as the kind of the original source of income to then try and help Thrive for Good really thrive. And yes. So they have been aligned in that venture ever since and still.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay. Now we now have other donors, and that's one of the wonderful things with Jamie, who is the international director for Thrive for Good. The other thing that's great is that the Organics for Orphans, which is still in Kenya and still has a training center, et cetera, is all run by the African people. So it's all the international directors of Kenya, and he's actually a Maasai warrior, and all the staff are all Africans, which is wonderful. No white on site, so to speak, which we really did not want to have. And although we were there many, many years, we traveled there probably for the first 16 years and would stay a couple months, just getting everything in place, helping with the teachers, teaching the teachers how to teach and how to do the course and whatever. But Natural Calm, which is a powdered form of magnesium, it's magnesium citrate. You dissolve the powder in hot boiling water and it dissolves and becomes crystal clear. And it's one of the most effective forms, and it actually works so quickly and so effectively that it's the number one selling it's the number one selling natural health supplement in the United States out of 8,000 products. So wow. That's including all the vitamins and minerals, all the magnesiums, every single natural health supplement. Natural Calm is number one and has been for years. And I believe it's because it's a proprietary formula that this nutritionist developed, you know, what 45 years ago in the United States. And it goes to work so quickly, and you don't need hydrochloric acid in the stomach to break it down like you do with other forms of magnesium or tablets or caplets. So we've had, for example, anxiety is a big problem, and depression, whatever. And magnesium helps with 800 processes in the body. So it's actually an essential mineral that your body doesn't produce. So you must get it through food or supplementation. But magnesium will dial down, the Natural Calm will dial down an anxiety attack in 5 minutes. And we've had so many testimonies that of people sharing that, how you know they're all upset. Yeah. And you take a drink and you can feel it calming you down. It's amazing. That's why it's called Natural Calm. That's why Peter Gillum called it Calm, because it really does have such a calming effect.
So I had no idea all of the effects. You said 800, like I had no idea that it had that reach on your body system, mental, physical, everything. That is so fascinating. What is the difference of the bisglycinate to the citrate, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Well, some are organic, some are inorganic, some are bound with a chelate or protein. Magnesium citrate is actually the product we have is made carbonate and citric acid that combines in the hot water and becomes magnesium citrate. So there's many, many different types of, and forms of magnesium. But the most significant thing that people need to understand is that the only way cells can use magnesium is in its singular ionic form. So all magnesiums are compounds, magnesium chloride, magnesium bisglycinate, magnesium citrate, are all compounds, are made of different ingredients, usually two ingredients that come together. However, the cell can't use magnesium unless it's in its singular ionic form. elemental magnesium. So it's all about the ability of the body to break down that magnesium and you know, break it apart from its compound in order for the cell to actually use it. And that's really the most important things. And magnesium, there's all forms, like magnesium oxide, for example, is probably the least expensive, but it's the one that causes the most diarrhea, for example, or loose stools. It's not as well absorbed. And they all have various effects, but I have found over the years, and this is my bias, of course, although we do have a product that has M-glycinate in it, and we're going to be starting to sell M-glycinate capsules. But what I have found in the 18 years that I've been selling Natural Calm is that it seems to be effective for pretty much every single symptom of magnesium deficiency. And I could sit here for hours telling you stories of all the wonderful testimonies that we've had, whether it's been at trade shows or emails or phone calls or personal stories or, you know, friends and family that have started to use the Natural Calm who've just been so positively helped in so many different ways.
Interesting. Is there an age limit? Like, can children take this? Is there a benefit to that?
Yeah, actually, women who are pregnant and nursing need more magnesium per pound of body weight than women who are not. So there you go. You need the fetus to have magnesium for so many different reasons, for development, but also for an easier birth. Give you an example. You've probably heard of SIDS, the infant death syndrome. Yes. You've probably heard of young athletes that drop dead from heart attacks. They're 16 years old, boom, they die. And what actually causes that, or they have proven by autopsy that one of the causative factors is too much calcium and not enough magnesium in the heart muscle. So calcium and magnesium are like two sides of a coin. Mm-hmm. Calcium's function is to tense and excite the muscles and nerves. Magnesium relaxes and calms. Calcium is constantly building up in the body, causing calcification, like hardening there in the arteries, kidney stones, gallstone. Magnesium is constantly depleted every 12 hours. And everything that we do in our lifestyle, like things like stress, perspiration, sugar, alcohol, caffeine, all the things that we do on a daily basis depletes magnesium. And magnesium constipates, I'm sorry, calcium constipates, magnesium is a natural laxative. So they have total opposite effects within the body. But one of the most significant things regarding the heart, for example, is that people who die from these sudden infant death syndromes, the children that die or the athletes, usually the heart has caused too much calcium within the cells in the cardiovascular system, have caused the heart muscle to go into spasm. And you end up having a cardiac arrest. And they have actually proven that that was what was happening years ago when babies would go from a healthy breast milk, which was 2 calcium to 1 magnesium, to an unhealthy cow's milk, which was 10 calcium to 1 magnesium, and they'd end up with their calcium levels being too high, which would sometimes, I'm not saying it was caused all of them, but it certainly contributed to a lot of SIDS, some infant death syndrome. So to answer your question, children and women who are pregnant and nursing need 4 to 5 milligrams per pound of body weight on a daily basis, and adults need 3 to 4 milligrams per pound of body weight. So children, right from birth should be taking magnesium and right till the last day of our lives if we want to live a good, long, healthy life.
Wow. I've, you know, through the years taken a form of magnesium thinking, you know, great for the joint recovery and whatnot. And so with you saying how it's helped in so many different ways, it really proves, I guess, or proves to me the calmness in that. It's going from mental and taking away that anxiety all the way through to your muscles, your joints, your heart, and everything. That's, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm stunned by all of the goodness that it actually does. You only, you know, circle in so often on the few things that you're thinking that it's doing for yourself. So to really hear the full circle of it all is
it's incredible. Give the example of pain and specifically migraines. My sister had severe migraines first of all, magnesium helps the whole endocrine system, which is what produces all our hormones, right? And so when our hormones, a lot of migraine sufferers are affected by the weather, affected by their hormones. But one of the contributing factors is too much calcium. Again, it's always the imbalance of too much calcium, not enough magnesium. Too much calcium, which actually causes thickening of blood, and it also causes tension. So when you're a person who has 10 calcium to one magnesium in our cells, which is what Dr. Carolyn Dean, who wrote The Magnesium Miracle, says, 80% of people in North America have 10 calcium to one magnesium in our cells when it should be 1 to 1. So you get a person who is tense, irritable, oftentimes, you know, getting the tension headaches, a lot of tension in the neck. And it's because they've got too much calcium, not enough magnesium. Magnesium also acts as a natural blood thinner. So one of the causative factors of migraines is platelet aggregation, which means that it's the blood is too thick when it goes up into the capillaries of the brain, up into the skull, up into the even the skin and the scalp. It actually causes pain. So that is once again is caused by the imbalance of 10 calcium and 1 magnesium. So I don't know if you've ever read Dr. Dean's book, Brittany. It's called The Magnesium Miracle. And I would highly recommend it to anyone.
I have not, but I will link that for sure.
She's a Canadian medical doctor from Nova Scotia who became a naturopathic doctor. And her and I became friends many, many years ago when I first started my business. We would meet at trade shows. And she was actually the one who introduced me to our transdermal line of magnesium, which is a magnesium chloride you put on the skin. So you rub it into sore aching muscles. It helps with magnesium deficiency. It helps with soreness, Charlie horses, restless legs, all kinds of things. And she said that in her book, if you read the intro, she says that 80% of the population in North America are magnesium deficient. They also have an unhealthy imbalance of 10 calcium to 1 magnesium in their cells. And when you look through her, she actually has a list of over 100 symptoms of magnesium deficiency. And in her revised version of her book, she talks about the fact that magnesium actually activates over 800 enzymatic processes. So magnesium is a cofactor in every single cell and every single system in your body. So we were talking about the heart. And of course, people with heart disease often look at issues like high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And magnesium acts as a beta blocker and a calcium channel blocker. And so it actually helps to lower blood pressure without the side effects that you would get from a lot of the high blood pressure meds. Now, I'm not saying, you know, don't take your high blood pressure meds, but it's always a good idea to increase your magnesium intake and it doesn't, you know, interact with high blood pressure meds. And also to make sure you get lots of leafy greens. So magnesium is naturally found in unrefined nuts, grains, and seeds and leafy greens, particularly pumpkin seeds and a wide variety of seeds and nuts. So almonds especially, and it also helps to lower cholesterol. And a lot of the meds that you take for high cholesterol have a lot of side effects. You know, it's really important to try to look after your body and feed it, you know, the best possible diet you can, high in magnesium rich foods. And of course, to get lots of exercise and, you know, all the things that we're taught to do. But magnesium is not produced by your body. This is one of the most significant things that I found out. It's one of your four major minerals, and it regulates the other three major minerals, calcium, potassium, and sodium. So another issue, we had an amazing testimony once. A 65-year-old lady came up to one of our trade shows, booths, and she said, "Your product saved my life." And my husband actually videotaped this testimony So he goes, "What do you mean it saved your life?" She said, "Well, the first thing I had was I had really bad heart palpitations, and I had been to the doctor, I'd been on meds, they weren't helping me." She said, "The other thing I had was I had severe constipation." And she said, "I also had a frozen shoulder," and they'd x-rayed the shoulder and it was full of calcium deposits. So she said, "I was booked to have surgery on my shoulder in 6 months," and they were kind of, you know, observing it and x-raying it. So she said, "The first thing that happened, I was taking Natural Calm twice a day, every day." And she said, "I got rid of the heart palpitations in just a couple of days." She said, my constipation went away because I was taking magnesium on a regular basis. And she said, "After a couple of months, I noticed my shoulder wasn't hurting." And she said, "I went back to the doctor, they re-x-rayed the shoulder, and most of the calcium deposits had been reabsorbed." So magnesium activates vitamin D and vitamin K to help your body properly absorb calcium. So a lot of people that have had things like Charlie horses, restless legs, people with fibromyalgia, oftentimes it's calcium deposits. And again, calcium tenses and excites, and it also causes inflammation. So taking a lot of magnesium, and one of the things that I learned from Dr. Dean is I had low bone density. And the doctor, my medical doctor, wanted to put me on the bisphosphonates that have all kinds of side effects. And she said to me, don't do it, Linda. She said, take lots of magnesium and actually cut back on your calcium intake, which I did. I actually stopped taking, I upped my natural dairy. I cut back on any kind of calcium tablets or whatever. And I just took magnesium. And 18 years later, my bones are healthier than they were when I was 52. So magnesium is actually, it helps your body to be more flexible. Like your muscles are more relaxed. You don't have the pain. Your bones are stronger because magnesium is like the glue that holds them together, where calcium, too much calcium can actually make bones brittle. Yeah. So it's really important that you have that balance. So it just helps so many things. It's such a wonder. It's a wonder mineral. I just love it.
Well, and you mentioned this lady took it twice a day. So is that common, or is it more common to take it? Like, I take it at bedtime. Is there more of a common practice to take it, or best time of day to take it?
Yeah. If I would recommend it to people, especially people that have really, you know, a lot of symptoms of magnesium deficiency. So any tightness, tension, anxiety, irritability, pain, you know, pretty much anything like that.
Anyone?
Everyone, really. Morning and night. And
okay.
What we suggest, so magnesium is a healthy natural laxative. It works by osmosis. So it actually draws water into the bowel to evacuate the bowel. But, and people love it for that. Many, many seniors suffer with constipation. And if you eat a healthy diet, you should have a bowel movement every time you eat. I mean, that's the way our bodies were designed to function. So what I tell people who have irritable bowel or loose stools, or, you know, just naturally loose, runny stools, Crohn's or IBS, to take a teaspoon of the product, dissolve it in hot boiling water, and then add it to your 8 ounce or 10 ounce water bottle in the morning and sip on it slowly.
Okay.
So, and then take a teaspoon at night, maybe half an hour before bed, because it does activate, it increases and activates melatonin and actually helps you sleep. It's amazing for sleep. It's one of the things that it helped me with. But we had a man tell a great testimony at a trade show, and the 60-year-old man came up to the booth and said, is there any way this product can help me? I've had loose, watery, crampy stools all my life, never had a normal form bowel movement. And I said, well, what Dr. Dean, and she used to say to people years ago, this was 18 years ago, she used to say, well, take a quarter teaspoon of the Natural Calm 4 times a day. And what we tell people now is just do a slow infusion. So dissolve the 1 teaspoon in hot boiling water, put it in your water bottle, sip on it slowly. Anyway, this man bought a bottle of the Calm, started taking a quarter teaspoon 4 times a day. And he phoned me a month later and he said, madam, I have normal, healthy bowel movements for the first time in my life. So it actually calmed the irritability. A lot of times people have loose stools. I don't know if you get this sometimes, Brittany, but if you know you're going to speak in front of a lot of people, all of a sudden you get kind of crampy, you know, maybe have some loose stools.
The nerves. Yes, yes.
And that's what it is. And see, a lot of people with IBS and Crohn's is because the nervous system that's supplying the bowel is irritated. And so magnesium actually calms it down and will bring the bowels into balance. So it's significant. Yeah.
Wow. So now is Natural Calm something that you are also supplementing into Africa through your Thrive for Good? Is that a supplement that they take?
No. Well, it isn't. We encourage them to eat a really healthy diet. They could never afford.
Yes.
And Natural Calm is not in Africa. So, you know, it would be up to Natural Vitality, who's the parent company in the US, to do that. I don't have the rights to Africa. But what we do is we teach people to eat lots of fruits and vegetables, which actually, you know, have contained a fair amount of magnesium. And they don't seem to have the same issues. They're not big dairy eaters and animal protein eaters. One of the reasons why.
Processed food.
Yeah. Although in the big cities they are, which isn't healthy. But so in America, North America, one of the reasons why we have 10 calcium and 1 magnesium in ourselves is because of how we eat. So any form of dairy has 10 calcium to 1 magnesium. Any form of animal protein has 5 calcium to 1 magnesium. And then calcium again builds up and magnesium constantly depleted. So you get this buildup of calcium in the cells, which can lead to all kinds of health issues, like really, you know, everything from high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart, stroke, you know, clotting. Calcium is a blood thickener. Magnesium is a natural blood thinner. So, you know, a lot of it just has to do with how we eat. So cutting back on dairy, cutting back on animal protein, eating way more fruits and vegetables, you know, unrefined nuts, grains, and seeds. My husband and I eat a huge bowl of salad every single day. Like it's just part of our lifestyle.
Yes.
And I would say, you know, through all of this, we benefited from doing all the studying we've done on magnesium. You know, we used to eat at McDonald's for heaven's sake, you know, like we did. But we totally changed our lifestyle. And so there's just been so many benefits from what we do. And specifically Thrive has given us a whole new lease on life. You know, when you're working with people, and not only that, helping people with their health with magnesium. I have spent so much time on the phone over the years and at trade shows and talks that I've done, et cetera, where you see people's health significantly changed by just getting on a simple magnesium supplement. And it isn't something you should just take, well, if you have anxiety or if you have a migraine. If you take it every single day, twice a day, you will be a much healthier person, and I believe will live a longer, healthier life.
Well, I mean, if that just right there you go. And stop, just go pick up your Natural Calm. So what is next for Natural Calm, yourself, and Thrive for Good?
Oh my gosh, that's a loaded question. As I was saying earlier, my husband and I, we've worked together 31 years and we have such amazing family but our heart is to see Thrive grow. We would like to get it in as many countries as possible. And as I said, we have this great new director who is raising more funds than we've ever had simply through grants, government grants, and other partnering with organizations. One of the things that Thrive is doing now is partnering with organizations like Food for the Hungry, like Prison Fellowship. We actually have I got to tell you a really cool story. So when we first started Organics for Orphans, I went into a prison to speak and I was sharing my personal story. And I looked around, there were 300 women in this prison and all this bare, empty ground. And these women were living on one bowl of rice a day and sugar tea. And I remember thinking, man, you could put so many gardens in here. There was just so much land and space. So I said to the lady who'd invited me, I said, you know, what we really do is we teach organic gardening. Is there any way that we could bring a trainer in here to teach these women how to do organic gardens? And she said, yes. The next week, we had Joyce, one of our trainers, come in. And within 3 or 4 months, they had 800 garden beds that were producing all kinds of kale. They call it skumawiki, but it's like a green kale that they could grow and eat and cook and actually put some nutrients into their bodies.
Wow.
So when the men's prison, which was just down the road, heard about it, of course, they wanted it too. And now we're in 12 prisons, both in Kenya and Rwanda, and growing substantially. So our plan is to get in as many possible prisons as we can in all the countries of Africa. And like I said, we've just gone into Africa, and there's unbelievable poverty there. Sri Lanka is in one of the worst conditions it's been in, because of corruption and war and, you know, so much poverty and famine there. So, you know, our dream is to expand Thrive into as many countries as possible and to partner with other organizations that have the funding. For example, there are many medicinal or medical organizations that go in and do medical things, and they have clinics, but they don't have gardens right, you know, right where the clinics are. We're in one of the largest slums in Kenya. It's called we were in it. Million people that live in tin shacks. Wow. With mud floors. And we have one of our trainers in there who's teaching them how to do keyhole gardens and spinach on the side of the walls and bag gardens, like any place that they can grow. They haven't got a lot of room, but anywhere that they can grow food, this is what he's teaching them to do. So, you know, it's all about trying to help them to understand the importance of eating greens. A lot of them have never, the people that we met, all they'd ever eaten was cornmeal, which is called ugali. So it looks like white mashed potatoes, but it's made out of cornmeal. And it has, the only value it has is it has calories. It fills their stomach, but it has no nutrients. It's devoid of any kind of nutrients. It's just calorie dense.
So how much we take for granted over, you know, like in the first world countries, just, you know, space, but let alone just having access to healthier food options. That's just so stunning and eye-opening, but amazing that now even in, as you said, in the tin shacks, they're now able to actually like learn how to grow the wall gardens and such. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So long-term, our plan is to continue. We probably will never retire, although we do like being in the warmer climate. So we'll probably be in the warmer climates 5 months a year and back in Canada. I said to Dale, I could never just move down here. I would miss my grandkids too much. My one son has 6 kids and they recently moved to Calgary. So I'm really missing them. We go visit them twice a year and that's not enough for me. But what do you do? I have a lot of grandkids in Africa. I have kids named after me. My husband has kids named after him. But still, we don't go as much. I find the 36-hour door-to-door, 3 flights, totally exhausting. But we have people now that live there and do a fabulous job. So we do go in on occasion. Like I was telling you, Dale did a fundraiser and climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. And yes, he's actually talking about doing it again. I think he's crazy, but he's going to be
set 70. A precedent. It sounds like you've set a precedent for him. Yes.
Yeah. He's going to be 70 February the 3rd. So he's an incredible man. He really is.
Well, you are both incredible people in everything that you do and continue to do. And thank you so much for all of your time and your knowledge and all your entrepreneurship and everything. You're such an inspiration. And I really enjoyed our conversation today.
Thank you, Brittany. Take care.
Thank you. Bye, Linda.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.